This week, negotiators from around 150 countries are gathering in Kenya to start hashing out a first-of-its-kind treaty aimed at stopping the proliferation of plastic on a global scale. Inger Andersen, executive director of the United Nations Environment Program, said that plastic is an urgent global problem.
We produce about 430 million tons a year, and only 10% of that is recycled. 74% ends up in landfills, and from there it goes into the environment, or it already goes straight into the environment. So we have to take action. We also understand that there are chemicals associated with these plastics, many of them harmful. And we also, of course, understand that when we end up burning plastic, we are causing significant climate impact.
It's the third gathering of a compressed five-meeting schedule intended to hammer out the treaty quickly. Negotiations have been strained by concerns over delays in discussions. During the last round of talks in Paris, conversations stalled out for about 2 days, as some countries dragged out discussions over how limits to plastics should be decided. At the time, several countries, including the United States, Saudi Arabia, India, and China, favored an agreement where states would have the freedom to determine their own commitments, while others, including Africa and many developing countries, preferred strong global commitments. This round, the United States delegation suggested the treaty include some meaningful universal obligations, while also recognizing some national discretion to set targets, both because of the differences between countries and because some nations won't agree to the treaty otherwise. Gustavo Meza Quandro Velasquez, chairperson of the UN's Intergovernmental Negotiating Committee, said that the differences being discussed weren't irreconcilable and that disagreement and debate is all part of the process.
We had a difficult start in Paris, but we don't see that as a loss of time, really. Countries need to be heard, need to present their views, and sometimes some countries need to find be heard and find compromises.
Also at issue is how drastically the treaty aims to reform the plastic industry and the oil and gas companies that support it. On Saturday, Iran announced a coalition with Saudi Arabia, China, Russia, and other countries with large petrochemical industries to advocate for the treaty to focus on improved recycling and waste control, rather than changing the entire life cycle of plastics. But Andersen of the UNEP said that was a non-starter.
The life cycle element is crucial. This instrument is not about recycling and improving recycling. This instrument is not just about waste management or cleanups. It is about a complete rethink on how we use plastics. We need fewer virgin materials. We need to reduce the unnecessary and eliminate the unnecessary, those mindless plastics that we just use for 5 minutes, but 500 years in the landfill kind of plastics. We need to rethink completely, and we need to not have harmful chemicals in that which remains.
Some critics have argued that such a transition away from plastics will be impossible, but Andersen noted that similar actions have been successful in the past.
In the late 70s, we discovered that there was a hole in the ozone layer. And we found that what was causing that were the chemicals that we use for refrigeration and air conditioning. Now, at the time, some industries told us that it was impossible to find chemical replacements. But the world decided, nevertheless, that it was not a good thing to have a hole in the ozone layer, and therefore said that these things shall be outlawed or shall be exited, with support and financial support to those who needed it. And guess what? Today your refrigerator still cools, but it uses different chemicals.
The negotiations, which have attracted more than 2,000 participants, will end Sunday. The next round of negotiations are already set for Ottawa in April of 2024. The UN's goal is to finish the treaty negotiations before the end of next year. I'm Scott Bamba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.